Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
I am Zombie!
Hi, Jazzy.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's been a long day.
A long day? Did you wake up at like 3 in the afternoon again today?
No.
Oh,
I
okay.
wish.
Did you wake up like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon today to go to work?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was at one at work at one.
Oh, the horror. The horror. Not starting work till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Gadzooks and Odds Bodkin. Oops.
Actually, I was there before one.
Oh, no.
I was there at 11 because I worked the lunch rush.
Ooh, lunch. Yummy! Did you serve lots of cookies and brains?
We did serve lots of cookies.
Well, I would hope so. Cookies are an important part of a complete diet. You can't have a meal without a good cookie.
Very true.
It's all about the cookie. The cookie. It's all about the cookie. So, today's show, we're going to talk about... What do you think? What are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? Current events.
Random.
Today. No, not random. We're going to talk about something very specific today. Something very important, something very near and dear to my heart, as in something that recently occurred right in this freaking here city.
Is it something that happened on, what day was it, Monday?
150 freaking millimeters of freaking rain. In 3 hours.
Okay, Queen.
And I will convert that to people so that the people in the U.S. might understand what a millimeter means. 150 millimeters is about 6 to 9 inches of water in a straight fall, which, for people who want to really understand it, translates to about 3 or 4 feet of water in a confined space.
That's crazy.
There were cars and trucks and a train, for crying out loud, a freaking double-decker train that moves people across the city from one side to the other, that got waterlogged, stuck in the water. They couldn't get past on major roads. So the main highway, the main highway is tall and it's raised and it actually didn't have any water log on it, but there were still accidents and all sorts of crap happening on the highway as well. But the minor highway, which is the Lakeshore Road, this weekend is the Molson Indy, so that's a big event where they actually close off part of the roads and put up all these guard divider type things, and it really creates a channel. Alright? So all this water came down, bam, all at once. And there's about 3 feet of freaking water on the road that serves about 40,000 people trying to go home during the rush hour at night. Because it hits right at 5:45 when everybody else is on the freaking road right now. Great timing.
Yeah.
Great timing. It took me 3 hours to get home that night. I normally get home in 30 minutes.
We were supposed to have some fun recording times, too.
We were supposed to do some fun recording stuff. We won't talk about that, because that's secret project stuff. So no talking about that.
No more talking about it.
But the rain was... It's just a bit of rain. And the thing that kills me, and we've had this discussion before about how will humanity survive... And a comment I've seen circulated a few times as a meme or whatever was, how can you expect to survive the freaking apocalypse if you're afraid of a spider? Right? If you can't kill a spider, how do you think you're going to survive the apocalypse?
I have a story about a spider, but that's for later.
Oh? Okay. All right.
Funny.
Just remember to bring that up. It's not involving turtle sex, I hope, because I'm going to draw a line on that one.
No, but can we listen to turtle sex again?
No, not on my show. No turtle fornication on this show. This show is about splatter, not that other kind of splatter.
But turtle sex is a great video. Y'all, if you have not seen turtle sex,
go to YouTube and watch turtle sex.
Yes.
No. I will start making disgusting noises. That was with another thing, not with me.
Zizi, that's meant for the bathroom.
I don't know what you're talking about. Bathrooms wherever I go. Yes, as Matthew called it, the great flood in the chat room. That was the single most amount of precipitation that has ever dropped on this entire freaking city at one time.
I had craziness.
No power until 2 in the morning. And the only reason I know that I got power on 2 in the morning is because I've had the lights on, and they came on. It's like, okay, they came on. I'm awake. Screw that crap. I'm going back to sleep. Ding. Cause what are you going to do when there's no power? Right? So I went to bed early. I got home at like 9:30, and I said, screw this. I'm going to bed at about 10 o'clock. So I'm in bed at 10 o'clock. So I was talking to my neighbors for a little bit before, and she was right. She's talking to her boyfriend, and they were talking to their friends and whatever. Yeah, what else are you going to do when there's a great blackout? Mad monkey sex. Okay. I'd love to join you guys, but no.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Do you know what happens? Do you remember the blackout a few years ago where it's like most of central Canada and a large part of central U.S.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know that was the highest per capita pregnancy 9 months shortly after that? For those regions? People go at it like weird monkeys when, you know, like there's blackouts and stuff. It's a proven psychological fact.
Because there's apparently nothing else to do.
What else are you going to do except talk about stuff? Hey, honey, let's hook up the hickums and go in the goo. It's like, what? Yeah, go in the back room. Okay. Yeah. That stuff happens, man. It's like crazy cray-cray, as they like to say in the new people type talking language. Cray-cray. By the way, I really don't like that expression. I think it's really... What's the word I want to... What's a good word I'd want to use here, Jazzy?
Annoying.
That would be a medium word for what I would want to use here. Come on, people, suggest me a good word I like. You know my tendency and predilection for big words.
Can I tell you about my spider story?
Well...
While we're waiting for chat room to respond about a word for people that use the word cray-cray.
I don't know. Are they gonna?
I don't know.
Well, let's say hello to the chat room. We got Jack. We got Jazzy. Hey, that's you.
That's me.
We got Joe, dog. We got Mir. We got Matthew. We've got Professor T. And we've got Dr. Moo.
No mooing.
Why not?
There is no mooing in this chat room, okay?
Why?
No mooing.
I like to moo. I moo whenever the moo takes me.
Don't do it.
What?
It's a trap.
No, it's not.
Only, it's a trap.
It's only a trap if somebody else catches me. If I do it on purpose, then it was an intentional invention.
He's mooing in the chat room.
See? I got the moo on, yo. And by the way, that's a word, moo on. Not as in moo on, but it's an actual word called moo on. It's a science-y type thing. I'm not going to talk about it too much because I might just start making some Army of Darkness references and I'll just blow your head away. It's like, wow, splackies! What about your spider?
Okay, so...
Was it Itsy Bitsy?
It probably was, but it didn't look that way to us at work. So I'm at work, and we have these cameras so we can see, like, how big the line of the drive-thru is. And there was this spider crawling across the lens of the camera. And they were freaking out, and I was just laughing. I'm like, it's not going to get you. It's outside. What are you going to do about it?
Kill it! Kill it with a stick! If you can't kill a little critter-bitty-critty-bitty-bitty-bitty critter like that, what the hell?
How are you going to survive zombies?
Exactly. If you can't nail a tiny little creature that probably is more afraid of you because, hey, you're like 15,000 times bigger than it is, and what is it going to do? Nibble on your toe? Not really. It's going to run away. It's gonna, hey, run away, run away, run away! Look at the big giant people! They got big heads! Look, squishy! Squish. How are they going to deal with zombies? When your buddy just turns and starts saying, I'm... what are you going to do with him? Give him a hug? Give him a pat on the back and say, oh, that's very good. Sorry, so sad to see you doing all like that. Okay. No, you're going to blast him one. I'm not, because I'm on the zombie team. Did what order food?
Did the spider order food?
did it?
No.
Oh, it's too bad.
I was just sitting there laughing because my coworkers were all freaking out about it. I'm like, it's a little spider.
So what'd you do to it?
We left it there.
What?
What are we going to do? Stop our lunch rush? Oh, hold up, guys. You guys can't order yet. We gotta deal with the spider issue. No.
I've seen people stop for worse things. But, like,
it was we had a busy day during lunchtime today, so there was no stopping to go get rid of a spider.
You didn't want the spider to drop in somebody's food, did you?
It was outside.
Yeah, but how easy is it going to get inside?
It was outside the building.
It was outside what?
It was outside the building.
Well, then what the hell's the big deal?
It was crawling on the camera lens.
So it wasn't even near you. It was 30 feet away.
No. That's why I was like, what's it going to do to you? It's not going to do anything to you.
Well, see, that's where you should have said, what's it going to do? Nibble on your bum? Because then you might actually be able to segue into a Monty Python reference there, and it probably would completely lose them. They would probably have no clue what the hell you're talking about. You don't have a clue what I'm talking about right now, do you?
I don't do Monty Python.
What the hell is... what? Seriously? No Monty Python? At all?
Serious.
Serious like snakeskin oil?
Like dead serious.
Serious like Scooby Snacks duck... dumped in whiskey and then left fermented and set on fire and then covered with sheep urine?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's pretty serious. Dude. Serious. Serious. Hey, you know what? I'm really upset because I didn't get my comic books yet today.
No comic books yet?
No, I'll get them tomorrow. I know which ones I've got coming, but I'm not going to get them till tomorrow because the rain, the storm, it pushed everything back. It was funny
because
there was a deal with some other suppliers at work, and they're in the affected zone, and they've been in darkness for the last 2.5 days.
Uh-oh.
No power.
But you have power back.
I'm 4 blocks away from that zone. So yeah, I have power. Oh, I've got power back in my putter. Just like Jack. He's very impressed with that. I don't think he knows what we're talking about because he came in a little late earlier to the show. And spam! Yes, I want some... I don't want no spam. Spam's terrible, awful, disgusting stuff.
Ew, spam.
Have you ever tried spam?
I had someone try and force feed me spam, and I spit it right back out at them.
Did you punch him in the nether regions?
No.
You should have.
I should have, though.
Yeah. Ew, Dr. Moo likes mustard. Yeah, twee.
He likes spam with mustard.
I don't care. I would have eaten the spam. I wouldn't eat the mustard. Just doesn't cut the mustard with me, yo.
Dr. Moo.
See, yeah, now Dr. Moo wants to get you to eat some turkey spam. You're on my side on this one, right?
Yeah. Do we need to go through the whole turkey rant again?
No.
Do we?
We need to be... No sparkles here! That's what mustard does to you. It gives you sparkles.
I mean, I could go through this whole turkey rant again.
No, okay. We don't want to do that. I could go through the whole mustard rant. Wait, I just actually went through a mustard rant. I showed up on another show for a couple of minutes before this show, and they were talking about stuff, and I mentioned that I did the story Bad Mustard in the book. What is the boogeyman scared of? What scares the boogeyman? Ha ha! And I wrote the story about bad mustard, and I got into a whole rant about mustard. I won't repeat it again. Because it only needs to be said once. And that is enough. I've already done the mustard rant. Dun, dun, dun. Jazzy? Jazzy?
Yes.
Jazzy?
They're saying a bunch of stuff that I don't like to eat in the chat room, like spam and eggs.
What? You don't like eggs?
And mustard. Ugh. No.
Runny texture thing?
It's a texture thing.
Yeah, but scrambled eggs are the bomb.
Uh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-uh. No.
Scrambled eggs
no.
with cheese thrown uh-huh. into it, no. with ham thrown into it, and some bacon. Yummy.
Ew.
You're not thinking about the whole, that was a dead creature that just got mangled and mashed into, like, little syrupy weird crap, are you?
Oh my god, now I have an even worse image of eggs in my head. Thank you.
Well, you already hated them, so it wasn't like I was going to ruin a food group for you. If you really want me to ruin a food group, just pick one, and I will ruin it for you. Go ahead, pick one. I dare. Well, I won't dare you, because I don't want to ruin food stuffs that you might like. Like French fries. You know that's fingers, right?
It's okay, I don't eat French fries anymore.
Haha, now that you've seen how they're treated. Wait, you shouldn't talk about that because that would be a conflict of interest for you.
It's
the constant
because
same
I'm around
smell.
Them
yeah, it's the constant
all day
same
long.
Smell.
And then my clothes, I come home and I wash my clothes and they still smell like that.
Jack just asked, what planet are you from? I told him Planet Fry. Fry!
Is Jack saying I'm weird because I don't like spam or eggs or mustard or fries anymore?
I think he's probably saying it because of the fries. Because you're in America. He's in America too, by the way. He's in someplace south of you, south of me, somewhere around down that way.
There's a lot of places south of me.
Yes, there is. You're kind
I live
of
in
like,
the top of the U.S.
And we live above that.
Yes,
however, however, you're American, or as some people like to say, Merican. Everybody
America.
Eats America. Heck America. Yeah. You notice I don't use the F-bomb words. Not on the show. I use a whole bunch of other... expressions, euphemisms,
okay.
But I'll keep the F-bombs out. Because, yo, diggity, I don't do no fries. Come on, that was funny. I'm here all week, try the veal. Maybe not, it's kind of dead and kind of was run over by a wheel or something, I don't know. But, yes, because you're American, you have to have, like, fries. It's just like an American thing, right? Fries. You want a burger? Yeah. You want fries? Okay.
I mean, burgers, not so bad. I'll still eat burgers. But fries, I'm around them way too much. And it's just the smell. It bothers me now.
I know. And you've only been doing this job how long now? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
No.
How long?
Couple of months.
Oh, couple of months. Well, okay, that I'll give you. That will have set in by now. I only did it for a couple of months. Kind of really early in life. I didn't have that much of a problem with it because that was when I was a teenager, so I didn't really care what I ate. So it was fine. I could eat it. I could make it. And I didn't get sick of it. Got sick of donuts, though, for a year.
Oh,
yeah, I couldn't believe donuts? That either. I couldn't believe that either. I love donuts. I'll eat donuts now till my face starts puking. But for about a year there, I couldn't eat donuts because, well, I had a dozen donuts for lunch every day for a year.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, well, I didn't have to pay for them. So I was like, what the hell? Why not? They're tasty, yummy, gross. Yummy!
Did you work at the donut shop or something?
No, I worked at a Woolworths.
I don't know what that is.
Think of Walmart, but smaller.
So like a tiny grocery store.
Is Walgreens? No, it's a department store. Kmart. Zeller. Kmart, yes. Go with Kmart. But okay. The Woolworths also had... We had produce, not very much. It was mostly canned foods and stuff like that. But we also had a restaurant. Basically a fast food, sit-down type restaurant. Well, and this is before the days of McDonald's and everything else like that. McDonald's was just sort of starting around, getting popular and stuff like that. So you had these little cafe restaurants inside the major stores like that. So we made all kinds of fresh food, and we'd buy donuts from the donut store down the road. So I always got to pick up the donuts, and I'd bring them back, and I'd had that extra dozen donuts for myself. Yummy. Krispy Kreme. I could not eat a dozen Krispy Kremes, okay? Seriously. That would put you into a coma.
Krispy Kremes are only good fresh off the line. And I mean fresh off the line as in they just went through the fryer.
No.
They just went underneath this beautiful, gorgeous, wonderful waterfall of glaze.
Uh-huh.
And they picked it up with a stick and handed it to you.
Uh-huh. Guess what? They are still fresh for 7 days after.
That's kind of gross.
No, what's kind of gross is when you realize it's inside of you when you eat it. And it's still fresh 7 days later. Inside of you. Do you have any idea how many freaking preservatives are in that crap? I love Krispy Kreme donuts. They are some tasty,
okay,
sugary goodness.
Okay, can I gross you guys out even more?
Oh, you want to get hold on. You want to get grossed out, go ahead, and then I'll give you a real gross out.
Apparently, there was a big research project on to see, like, the fast food restaurants, how long it took their fries to grow mold.
Mm-hmm.
McDonald's fries apparently took 3 years to grow mold.
There's a problem with a little bit of that because there was one guy doing the photo documentary of the burgers doing the same thing. And what they weren't taking into consideration were factors such as where this open-air experiment was being done. In some... I can't remember. It was the one that was being done was in New York and depended on a certain combination of humidity and heat. And that would change how that works. But yes... You guys don't really realize sometimes that some of the fast foods that you eat, what kind of crap is in it that makes it stay like that is? It's really kind of gross.
Yeah.
Do you know what happens to a McDonald's fry when it's left out in the open too long?
It becomes fossilized.
It becomes what?
Fossilized.
I was going to say it becomes a rock. Pick one of those things up and try throwing it at somebody. Ow! That hurt. Why'd you throw that rock at me? I didn't throw a rock at you. I threw a fry at you. That was no fry. That was a rock. It was kind of yellowish and long. It was a rock. No, it was a fry, man.
I mean, come on. Think about it. How many times have you been driving down the road eating fast food and you drop a fry and then it's like long gone until
Never.
You clean your car?
Never.
You don't accidentally drop a fry? Someone No. swerves in front of you and you're about to put a fry in your mouth and you're like, oh, crap!
Fry still goes in mouth and I take calm, cool, deliberate action and push him off the road.
Bull.
No comment.
I call bull.
You can call bull as much as you like. I cannot say anything on the grounds that I might incriminate myself, and this broadcast is being recorded for the benefit of all of austerity and humanity, and if I say something like this, it could be used against me in a court of law, so I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a little push either.
Mm-hmm.
I reached in and pulled that boy out by the scruff of his neck and threw him in the river.
Something like that. Not really. Why the hell would I want to hurt anybody? Seriously? But I did get the fry in my mouth.
Well, that's good.
No damage to my truck. I know how to drive, okay? See, that's the other thing about the storm. Okay, now you've got me back on the storm mode. Here. This is the thing that kills me. It's a little bit of water. Okay. Why do you have to be crazy about driving? Don't have to be crazy driving. You know what another thing that killed me? I'm driving along for several hours, waiting to get on, and I see this hot chick standing off to the side. It's like, she's cute. She's dressed to the nines for a night out for party. It's about 7 o'clock, so it's already been 2 hours of rain. Why the hell doesn't she have an umbrella? Why is she standing out there soaking like that? And I'm thinking, she's got some problems. Can't see that it's raining out there? It's wet! And then another thing that was really bugging the crap out of me was, okay, so you know how you're driving and you're in this long line? Oh, everybody else is waiting to go too. Oh, crap, it's like it's taking so long. These people are taking so long to go. You know that? Jazzy?
Yeah.
You know how it's like, oh, I gotta wait for this turn. Okay, everybody else is waiting for the turn, so I'm gonna stand here and sit here and wait for this turn. And then some yahoo decides to pull out from behind you, three cars behind, pull off into the right and zip up a little bit and just try and pop in front. What do you do? Come on.
You
block his eyes.
I was gonna say, are they still behind you? Because I'm like. Spacing out. Oh, long day.
Uh-huh. Well, you didn't have my day. Huh.
No,
you
didn't no,
say
I didn't
nothing
have
about
your
my
day.
You didn't say nothing about my day. My day. Wee! I'm done. Wait,
what about a ZZF bomb?
Yes, I did a ZZF bomb. I'll have to probably bloop that out when I release like the episode like on like recorded archive like eh? Hosers, eh? Take off. No comment on that? Oh my gosh.
I'm like trying to replay this in my head. I don't remember hearing a ZZF bomb.
Oh, I did. I dropped one.
Okay.
Yep. I fully admit it. I did. It's the only thing is you can get away with that on live radio. So it's like, you all know now this was live. And when you hear this in archive in Memorex, it will be bleeped out because I'll bleep it out. Hopefully I'll remember. Ooh, that would be bad if I don't remember. This will be the F-bomb episode. Nah, I'll bleep it out. I'm Mr. Responsible. Jeez. Well, you know what that means now, right, Jazzy? You know what time it is now? It's like the middle of the show time. Like,
it's that time.
It's that time?
Thunder again, dark cloud gathering, breaking the
growly bums and bubble butts. Do you know what I realized while listening to that song just now?
What?
That would be an awesome song for a pole dancer.
Where did that come from?
Precisely! Because I was dancing to the song and I realized, hey, that could be like a pole dancer song. So it's like, yeah, that would work.
Were you dancing like a pole dancer would dance?
No. I wouldn't do that. That would be weird.
Okay.
That'd like be like weird. I don't know. No, nothing. No, weird. But you know what I realized listening to the lyric again? I love this lyric. Ride the rainbow, rock the sky. Stormbringer's coming, time to die. So you know why I picked that song for tonight's show, right? Storms.
Storms.
But I have my mellow back, so now I'm done ranting about storms and people who can't deal with inclement weather. And do you know what it does? Okay, here's a safety discussion thingy for everyone. When you come to a light, a stoplight that's out, what are you supposed to do?
Like when you have no stoplight.
No, when the stoplight is there, but it's not working.
It turns into a four-way stop.
What are you supposed to do?
It turns into a four-way stop.
Yes, but what are you supposed to do when you get there? This is a very easy one.
Well, you don't just go straight through.
No.
You stop.
You come to a complete and full stop for the mandatory 20 seconds or so. Check out the whole area. And the guy on the right has right of way. And then the guy on that right has right of way. And then the guy on that right has right of way. And then you have right of way. Go and be courteous and considerate of the fellow peoples on the road driving those half-ton, quarter-ton, part-of-a-ton, or if you're driving a smart car, 100-pound vehicles on the road. I know who drives one of those smart cars,
too. Yeah, that doesn't happen
too.
In my town, though.
That doesn't happen in most towns. But I was actually surprised by the number of times it happened when I was coming home. But I still, every once in a while, saw some stupid jerk-off just drive right through. It's like, dude, seriously? If my truck was, like, maybe another 5 years older and a little bit more beat over, I might have popped right into your way and said, oh, you know what? You ran into me.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have a problem with that, because just some people just, eh. But whatever. We're done with storms. No more storms. We're going to move on to a new thing. We're going to movie reviews.
I saw a movie on Monday.
What movie did you see on Monday?
Monsters University.
Oh, that's one I haven't seen yet, but we'll go see. How was that like?
Loved it.
Hey, Rolf.
It was adorable.
Well, of course it was. It's a Pixar movie.
I loved it.
Well, you're not going to tell us anything about it.
I can't go into great details because you're going to see it, right?
Well, yeah. Was the story good? Was it integral? Was it integrated? Was, like, the characters, they made sense? They talked in good dialogue and they, like, went and did things and then, like, things happened to them and then they learned and they grew and they abandoned, became, like, a nice group of people? Ish?
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, that's good. So no commentary on the movie?
I mean, how do I do it without spoiler alerts?
Well, first off, you start spoiler alerts.
But I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
Okay. Then.
So, I mean, okay. The relationships that you see in Monsters, Inc. Because Monsters University is like going back in time. Because they're in college now.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. You spoiled the movie for me! I actually didn't know that and didn't really care about it, but that's fine. It's like, okay, I thought they were like going to Monsters University. All right.
I mean, they don't go from their job to the university. Usually you go university to your job.
You're assuming that there's more depth to this movie than I would have ascribed to it.
There is. I mean, you see the relationships that you see in Monsters, Inc., you see how they form in Monsters University. So it's really cool. It's just like a blast from the past type of thing.
So it's a prequel.
Sure.
Like a movie before the movie of the movie. With stuff that happened before the movie of the movie and the movie of the other movie. And stuff that's happening now was like all transparent because it like happened before a bit. And then it moved a little bit onto the future.
Exactly.
Into the now. Where now lives. Because now is where it's at. In the now. Jazz hands. You didn't see me, but I was actually doing the jazz hands.
Oh, I saw. Don't worry, you saw?
Oh, yeah? You saw it in the sound? You saw it?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I was being very visible vocal with that. Jazz hands.
I see sounds. Didn't you know that?
Jazz hands.
I saw those.
You did? Did you see it four times? Because I did it four times.
Yep.
Excellent.
And Jack says crack will kill.
Crack does kill. Plumber's crack kills even faster.
Say no to crack.
Just say no. Crack will kill. And what it doesn't kill? Turns into zombies! Yeah! So what movie did I see this weekend? Actually, two movies.
What did you see?
I saw two movies. Two of my favorite movies.
Do tell.
Have you ever heard of the movie Wreck?
No.
Not Wreck-It Ralph. Wreck-It! Which, I did enjoy that movie.
I liked Wreck-It Ralph. That was cute.
It was. Wreck is, you know the record button on a videotape machine? Do you know how it's the square bracket, REC square bracket, and says record?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what the Wreck means.
Okay.
So I saw Wreck 1 and Wreck 2. So, obviously, so that you understand, one is the first one, and then the other one is the sequel.
Okay.
But
I think I get this.
Okay, good, because it's a really important point to know is that the first movie starts...
Two comes before one, right?
No. The first movie starts, and then the second movie starts right at the same time as the first movie ends.
No way.
Yeah! It's an awesome movie. So there's this whole category of movie called found footage. Are you familiar with this style of movie? Blair Witch Project is one. Cloverfield is one. Chronicle is another one. Chronicle's a good one, by the way. I liked Chronicle.
I've heard of this style of movie.
Okay.
I've never watched this style of movie.
So the concept behind it is that the videotape that's... Paranormal Activity? Have you seen that? That's a found footage movie as well. The whole series.
I have not seen that, but...
Really?
Yeah, really.
Interesting. You fall into the category of people who most likely will to have watched that.
Nope. Never have.
Well, okay, I won't preconceive your notions, but I didn't really like it. It was kind of boring. I thought it was predictable as hell. But, back to Wreck. Found footage movies are... The idea is that the movie is filmed from the perspective of an actual video camera. So it's not, hey, look, a panorama, a scene, an event, things happen, da 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 da. Everything happening in the movie is based on a video camera that is recording, and the premise of the story involves that video camera. So essentially speaking, the video camera becomes part of the character makeup. Okay?
Right.
So Wreck starts the first movie with a television crew doing a featurette on firefighters. It's called While You Are Asleep. What happens in the world around you when you're sleeping? I mean, stuff happens. The world doesn't just go to sleep when you go to sleep. So firefighters, they're doing a focus thing. So the chick, the young lady, and her cameraman are on a drive along with the firefighting crew. They respond to a call for assistance at an apartment building. They get in, Guess what's inside the apartment building?
Zombies.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's a zombie movie.
I was kind of joking on that, but really?
It's a zombie movie. Now, it's a very unique spin on the zombie movie because you don't really know what's going on until after things start happening. It's a slightly different kind of zombie. Still basically blood, guts, splatter, zombie kind of movie. But you don't find out until the end of the movie, and I don't want to give it away because it's kind of integral to the second movie even more so. But in the first movie, you don't really know about it until like the last 5 minutes of the movie, and it's like, oh, and they don't really spell it out to you. They just sort of hint at it all and kind of leave a little bit to the imagination, and it's like, oh, that's just neat. And then what they do in the second movie is they build upon that. But in the first movie, so you've got this lot of action going on. You've got firefighters, you've got cops, you've got residents in the apartment, and then you've got the film crew running around in this building because the government has sealed the building off while they're still inside it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a small cast, small crew of people in it. And hello, Jacques. I can't pronounce that name right. I want to say Jacques, as in Jacques Cousteau, but I don't know if that's
Jackie.
Necessarily the proper pronunciation, or if, as you just said, Jackie. So we'll say, hello, and then we'll go back to talking about what we're going to talk about. Because then the second movie, Rec 2, continues on at the exact same point, but starts with a different perspective on the story. So now we come into the story, building's all cordoned off, everybody's all thing, and now the SWAT team is approaching the building because they're trying to find out what's going on by going into the building, and they've got the little mini cameras on the side of their helmets. So the entire movie for the second one is taken from their perspective of the mini cams in their helmets in the exact same hour that the first movie happened. So watching the features on the Move 2 movies, it's like, there's a lot of thought that went into this movie, and I was surprised to find out that there was a lot of ad-libbing in the movie. They gave basic ideas as to what they wanted to do in the movie and didn't really give too much in the way of lines until they started filming. It's like, yeah, you're going to say stuff about this and this and this, and it's like, okay, cool, yeah, okay, we can say that. And then they filmed it. And the main girl, who was the television reporter, she's actually a real television reporter for a news show in Spain. And that's what they wanted for as the main character. They wanted somebody who had news report instincts so that they could get somebody that had felt and thought and looked and would react that way. And it was really well done. I think I liked it. Huh? I'm okay. Hi. Jackie. Jackie's the right way to pronounce her name. Excellent. Okay. Now we know how to say that. I don't know. You know, multitasking sometimes is hard because you gotta read things, you gotta read other things over, and that's, I've got two screens going here at one right now. So I got that screen there going with the chat room, and I got this screen over here going with newsfeed information that's feeding me with information about, hey, did you know that the apocalypse might happen soon? You should get your science on now, because if you don't get
here,
your science on now, where? What?
Have a cookie.
Where?
Nice hot, just out of the oven.
Ooh, tasty.
Fresh.
Tasty. With cookie, with chips? Chocolate chips? Come on. Check the chips? Yeah?
Yes,
yeah?
Chocolate chips, of
okay.
course.
I can deal with that. Okay.
What do you
Mellowing.
Think I'm going to do? Feed you oatmeal raisin?
Ooh, that's just as
yeah,
bad as
yeah,
mustard.
Yeah, I know you don't like those.
That's just as bad as mustard almost. That's like, no, man, no. Wait.
I know you don't like that stuff. It's too healthy for you.
That was funny because I was having a conversation with somebody earlier about healthy foods. Like, what? No, I don't eat that. Why? It's healthy. Oh, okay. Why would I eat healthy food for? Seriously. Do you
Why
really...
would you do something like that?
Yes, seriously. Do you want me to live forever? Hey, War Dog made it in. Awesome. He hasn't been around for a while.
I know. Where has he been?
Like, seriously. Cha. Okay, so. Found footage movies. And Wreck is a really good example of it, because it's really done straight from the perspective of thinking, we own the way this movie looks because we're doing it as a TV show inter... They're doing a report, so they know what they're looking at. Some of the other found footage movies that are out there, I'm really not a big fan of shaky cam. Paranormal Video, great idea. Sorry, yeah, Paranormal. Yeah, what that was? It was Paranormal Video, right? No, Paranormal Activity. Sorry, my bad. The first one, great idea. Really low budget movie concept. $10,000 budget, $6,000 of which was just on the camera itself. And put a simple story together. Great idea. I love the idea, but I didn't like the execution too much as much. Uh-oh. Mr. Moo is making some stuff in the happening and then thing. Ooh. Yep. I don't want to look in there, because if I look in there, I might have to tell some stories.
We're getting some more members. It's okay.
Members are good. Jackie's a nice person. I've met her before. Well, not personally, physically, in, like, real space type, but in, like, chat space in MySpace.
Facebook. She's come into the chat room before.
Hey, now.
What?
What's Jack saying here? Yeah. War Dog showed up. Yay. So, what I wanted to say
What's
about found footage movies.
For?
Yeah, he's in New
Why
York.
Why are we a-rooing?
Because Jack said something about what? Socks. I didn't know what it was related to. I hope it wasn't about socks, because if socks suck, then my feet are going to hurt. Because if my socks start sucking my feet, it's like, wait a sec, where are my feet? They're just going to erode away, and I don't want to do that. Heaven forbid, as it were, the expression goes. So we will go on, back to found footage movies. Biggest problem I have with found footage movies is they look fake sometimes. Blair Witch Project, again, great idea, but I thought the execution was like, wow, you want to make me really feel sick by shaky cam, shaky cam, shaky cam, shaky... Okay, steady. Yeah, okay, action thing going on. Oh, okay. Shaky cam, shaky cam, shaky cam. I don't like shaky cam. In Cloverfield, love the idea of, hey, big monster movie from the perspective of the guy on the street while the monster foot is running by and just smashing buildings. Love the idea. Shaky cam drove me up the wall.
Why do people think we need shaky cam?
Because it's based on the idea of a found footage movie. It's okay. Real... A lot of entertainment is based on the idea of being able to extrapolate oneself from one's own particular situation in life, and then being able to put ourselves into another situation and say, hey, look, bad shit happens to other people. That's entertainment. So, a found footage movie basically is, look, people were doing something with video cameras, and stuff happened. And then we put this all together to make it look like a worthwhile story, and it put together. The hard part is to take those different elements and string them together so that they actually have some kind of sense of purpose, meaning, and interest. Like I said, Chronicle was a great movie for this idea. Bunch of punk-ass kids find a meteor in the ground, and suddenly, bam, they have superpowers. But the whole footage of the focus of the movie is from them recording their own experiments to try and find out what's going on, because this one kid is alienated, so he's using this as a means to explore his own life. And, of course, fun and hijinks ensue. Great. Rec, another great example of found footage, is from the perspective of a TV camera reporter. From the second movie, from the perspective of a couple of podcast kids doing their own little, hey, I want to make a movie about sending this thing, dude! And SWAT team. The third one, which came out this year? Yeah, earlier this year, is from the perspective of a wedding photographer. Which is even funnier.
Dear.
Yes, because this zombie breakout is during a wedding. It's a really good movie. See, there's a really important aspect to the movie that I wanna say, but it actually spoils the whole basic concept of the movie until you get to it. Yes, what Matthew said in the chat room, and Jack too. Epistory fiction, and that idiots who think plot stories are too artificial. Yeah, exactly that. So it's like reading somebody's diary book, as Matthew just kind of said as well. So, I mean, that's where found footage movies fall down. But where they really are strong and shine is when they make it true to the source of where the video footage is coming from. I can't remember. Surprisingly enough, there's a really bad movie, but really works as far as its own logic, with Whoopi Goldberg. What was it called? I think it was called The Phone? The Call? It's a really lame movie because it's really an hour and a half of her talking on a telephone.
Why do I want to watch a half an hour or an hour or something of somebody talking on a telephone?
It was an artsy type comedy movie where it's her and the phone. She's the protagonist, or the phone's the protagonist, whatever it is. And the idea behind it was like, you're exactly right. Why would I want to watch an hour and a half of Whoopi Goldberg talking on a phone? Didn't make any sense, but they made a movie of it. But it wasn't Whoopi, it was a character she was playing. And the phone represented all of the ills of the world calling her and throwing into her life and blah, 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 blah. But you know what? You know what movie comes out this week? Huh? I want to see it, 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 I want to see it.
What movie? Because World War Z just came out.
Haha, you said it the Canadian way.
Because it's the way you always say it, okay?
Haha!
I know that's the way you like to say it, okay?
Well, okay. Drugs are bad, okay? No, I just, that's the proper pronunciation for the letter Z. I know you Americans like to call it Z. World War Z. I don't know where the... Actually, that's not curious. Now I'm curious. I got to find out where the word expression derivative for Z is as opposed to Z. Huh. Curious. Now my brain is thinking. I got to look into that eventually at some point. Yes, Jackie, some art is weird. Yes. Yes. I have to say yes. And Jackie...
Well, I know that. I'm an artist.
R.I.P.D. is not the movie I was talking about, but I do want to see that one, too, because that one will be cool.
Wait, isn't that the one about the cops that die and...
Yes. Rest in Peace Division.
Oh, I want to see that.
You'll like it because Ryan Reynolds is in it. He's one of the cops.
I know there's cute guys in it, okay?
And then
I want to see it. It looks like a good movie.
But the movie I'm waiting for...
Aside from cute guys.
The movie I'm waiting for, the one I want to see, I'm jumping up and down because I want to see it. Pacific Rim.
What movie?
Pacific Rim.
What is that one about?
Giant monsters, giant mecha, guys battling giant monsters in giant mecha, and like aliens from outer space, and big ocean battles, and Lovecraftian style concepts, and like mind-bogglingly huge monster battles.
That one is all you.
Oh yeah.
All you.
Oh.
I'm going to see a movie.
Yeah.
Huh? I'm going to see a movie on Friday.
Am I going to be afraid for you watching this movie?
No, it's a cute movie.
Am I going to be afraid for you watching this movie?
No, it's a cute movie.
Again with the, am I going to be afraid for you watching this movie?
No, I'm going to see Despicable Me 2.
Okay, that one's okay. I can approve of that movie. That one's fine. Yep.
See, you don't have to be afraid.
See, I was thinking maybe you watched like Twilight 17 and it's like, ew.
No, they're done with all the Twilight movies.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
When she's in need of money, she's going to come back. Can we make another Twilight movie, please? I need some money.
They've already made all the books.
I'm going to write another book because I need to feed my coke habit. Oh.
That's what the host was.
The host was what? The coke habit?
She wrote a book called The Host,
yeah,
and they just made a movie about that.
I know, but was that the and yes, Matthew Gutierrez. She wrote that to support her coke habit?
I don't know if that's why she wrote it. I'm just saying, she already has another movie that just came out.
But to support her coke habit.
And it had nothing to do with Twilight or sparkly guys, okay?
But I heard it was predictable.
No.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know. And nor have I read the book. You've seen it. Yes, you've talked about
it
before.
It.
You said you liked it. Well, okay. That's fine. Other people can like other stories and stuff. I don't mind. Wait, what? DM2. What is DM2?
Despicable Me 2.
Ah, okay.
The movie I'm going to see on Friday.
Okay, cool. You enjoy that movie? Because I'm sure you'll enjoy it. I've already heard somebody say that it was fun.
Jackie said it was awesome.
And she would be the third person that would be saying that it was a fun movie that I know of, that has said something in my area of purview that I could actually see, read, or absorb through some other particular sensory, auditory, men and main means. Yes, Otaku! Pacific Rim. War Dog agrees with me. It's going to be a boom doggly dig dig diggity good movie. I'm looking forward to it. I want to see it. Damn, I'm not off on any days that I want to see it. Shiza. See, I'm dropping all kinds of swear words today. It's all your fault, Jazzy. I had Storm.
Why is it my fault?
And you didn't bring me fries, and it was Storm, and...
By the time I got the fries up to you, they would be all nasty and cold.
Microwave! Oh, don't microwave McDonald's flies.
Oh, God, no.
No.
You
no,
need
no.
them fresh.
Bad idea.
I can't even say fresh. You need them fresh out of the fryer. Okay, that's the best time to eat them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. And do you get them salted or unsalted? Oh, wait, you don't eat the fries anymore, so you don't care.
Salted, but yeah, I don't eat the fries anymore, so I don't care.
Always ask for unsalted. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they have to make a fresh batch.
You can ask for fresh, and I have to make a fresh batch.
Yeah, I know, but in the old days, they wouldn't make fresh batches for the salted ones. They'd only make it when you said, I want them unsalted because I have an issue with salt. And I say, oh, crap, one of those bastards. And then they throw in a new batch.
Okay, let me tell you what angers me the most.
Uh-oh.
When someone comes in and orders 5 large unsalted fries.
Why 5? How many's in a bag? How many fits in the can? How can you make all at once? That's like 10 orders there, right?
I have to, like, double my baskets just to get those unsalted fries out there. And then I basically have to stop making salted fries.
You doubled the basket? Oh, yeah. My God! Not the double basket.
And I have to ask a manager to do that.
The manager has to double the basket?
Yeah, I can't just do it on my own. I have to ask manager's permission.
Oh my God! That's horrible! Terrible! I can't even compare that to anything! Okay, so, I think we've just gotten the blue light of death that says, hey! Now we have to wrap the show up, because we've gone into a couple of minutes or so later, and we shouldn't. We're bad people. Bad. Horrible. This one's all my fault.
Bad zombie.
So, I just wanted to say...
No cookies for you. Actually, we're going to give you oatmeal raisin cookies, okay?
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Because you've been a bad zombie.
Evil. I'm countering that with Fudgios, because I got them in the fridge. Dum, 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 dum. Yum, yum. So... I just want to thank everybody in the chat room for coming by. Thanks a bunch. Enjoy seeing y'all. And, Jazzy, it's always a pleasure meeting with you again on the Skype-y, radio-type land after Rod Forever.
Woohoo!
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.